Ours to Protect, a climate and environmental program on WLR with Clodagh Walsh.
Hello and welcome to Ours to Protect, our weekly look at what's happening in Waterford City and County in relation to sustainability, climate change and biodiversity. And as this is the first programme of 52, I asked Elaine Mullins, lecturer in health-related social and environmental scientists at SETU, to look at where we are right now in relation to climate change.
The climate's heating up. It has been since the Industrial Revolution. In the last few decades, it's heated up the most. It's caused by burning fossil fuels, making plastics from chemicals. It's caused from rotting stuff and thawing rotting stuff like bogs. It's caused from cattle. The two main problem bits are carbon dioxide and methane. And we need to keep our heating, our global heating, up to 1.5 degrees pretty much at a maximum. We've already gone 1.1 degrees. We have 0.4 of a degree left. Doesn't sound like much, but the analogy of a human being is notable here. If you're above 37 degrees Celsius, you're ill. If you're to 38, you're in hospital. You may die if you're already vulnerable. So we have 0.4 left to deal with, you know, for kind of forevermore.
Ireland is on course to miss its 2030 climate targets by a large margin, unless all sectors, including agriculture, electricity and transport, rapidly deliver further emission reductions. That's according to the latest report from the Environmental Protection Agency. Ireland will achieve only a 29% reduction in greenhouse gas emissions by 2030, well short of the legally binding 51% reduction target.
All countries signed up in 2016 to a Paris Agreement to have targets to put limits on the amount of greenhouse gases that we can push into the atmosphere, to reach our absolute maximum on that by 2025, to reduce them by 50% by 2030, and then get rid of them altogether by 2050. So it doesn't give us a lot of wiggle room, right? So in the latest assessments on where the EU and Ireland was, Ireland was one of only four EU countries where greenhouse gases were going up, not down. We had a 12% increase in our greenhouse gas emissions. All other 23 countries had decreased their greenhouse gas emissions. But as a whole, none of the G20 countries, and they're the ones that are kind of wealthy countries like ourselves, are meeting their Paris agreements.
Earth has been pushed past its safe limits for humans. That's a recent headline from the Irish Times, which went on to report, the Earth is already past safe limits for humans as temperature rise, water system disruption, and destruction of natural habitats have reached boundaries. Those findings of a study by a group of the world's foremost scientists were published in a recent edition of the journal Nature. It identified eight Earth system boundaries that include climate, biodiversity, water, natural ecosystems, land use, and the effect of fertilizers and aerosols.
We couldn't leave our houses in lockdown. Some people couldn't leave their houses. We weren't allowed to go beyond 2K or 5K. The schools were closed. It felt like an emergency. We're in a climate emergency, but it doesn't feel like an emergency.
The latest report from 50 leading climate scientists from around the world, led by the University of Leeds, shows that global greenhouse gas emissions are at an all-time high. The report was released last week and it says annual average greenhouse gas emissions have grown to a record 54 billion tonnes per year, up 1 billion tonnes since 2019. And the report underscores how time is rapidly running out for climate action. Elaine.
I am hopeful. I mean, if we look at energy, we are much further along and energy is much more available from sustainable sources than we ever thought it would be at this stage. The innovation is enormous. So we have the technology to have all our energy from renewable sources. We just need to sort the policies out to make it that way. And the policies have to be the carrot and the stick as well. When we start to run out of energy, when it gets a bit rare, we shouldn't be rushing back to gas to bump us up. We shouldn't be reopening coal plants. We have the technology to do this. So, I mean, that's the good news. And that's the same across the world, whether it is, you know, aviation fuel or whether it is home heating oil. We have the technology to do this. We also, at the moment, have a massive budget surplus in Ireland, and we need to use it sustainably. We need not to be using it to win elections.
My thanks to Elaine Mullins. And if you'd like to find out more about your own carbon footprint, you can go to our website, wlrfm.com, Ours to Protect, and take the short quiz. Well, that's it for today. I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Ours to Protect, brought to you by WLR, the IBI, and funded by Comisión na mBan with a television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie and wlrfm.com for more info.